thanks for joining me, Sunshines. News, of course, has come through that the meeting scheduled for Turfantine on the Saturday has now been moved on to the Sunday due to some inclement weather and the rain problem. The good news is that we stand alone on the Saturday in the Western Cape. We're off to Hollywood Bets Kenilworth, where we have got 9 races carded for the afternoon. The Champion Punters Challenge, I was reading about that, I think, in the other winning form. R2 million won by a punter for absolutely nothing, for free, entering the Hollywood Bets Champion Punters Challenge. The first race is the Hollywood Bets Kenilworth. Welcomes you, run over 1,200 metres. This is a maiden plate for fillies. It should be run at 12:45. I'm just going to ask my dear friend to close the door behind me. The first race on the card, Silver Sleet, is quoted at 2.86. Number 6, Silver Sleet, at a price of 2.86. I see this one was 7.14. A shortened 3-1 is now at that current 2.86. This is a daughter of What a Winter, who is ridden by Aldo De Meyer for Adam Marcus. So there is some interest there. These first couple of races are not easy. We've got debutants, and some of the horses don't have the best exposed form around. Number 8, Egret, who we liked last time out to run into the money, is a 3.33-1 Egret from the Brett Crawford yard. I think that'll go okay. But my first choice is actually the 11, Majestic Queen, who I see has found garnered some support with Hollywood from 5-1, 4-1, and is now at 3.57-1. This is from the Andre Nell yard and ridden by Grant Van Niekerk. First time out was behind Gimme's Lass. I think we should see some good improvement there. So I'm firmly in the camp of the 11, Majestic Queen, if not to win, to be right there in the first. Interesting to note that the 14, United's Ransom, is a half-sister to Captain's Ransom. However, it must also be said that there have been some siblings that certainly have not shaped up. That one opened 5-1, went through 7-1, is now at 7.14. So the first race with your selections for the Champion Punters Challenge, having to be in by 12:40, we are going with the 11, Majestic Queen, the 8 on the card, Egret, then the 6 and the 14. So 11, 8, 6, 14 in race 1. The second race is a maiden plate over 1,200 metres. It should be run at 20 past 1. This is the first leg of the day's bypot. And another big field, nice to see. The betting on the second race shows the 15 Quandary, who is quoted at 3.03. Number 6, Sir William, is at 3.57. I just have to mention the facts here about Sir William. There have been 2 runs to date. I can tell you that from those 2 form lines, there have been a total of 28 runners, not a single winner. So as far as I'm concerned, that is a big concern for me regarding Sir William, that not one horse could manage to win from 28 runs. Green Falcon is at 6.25-1. Now you've got Dawnderstorm, who opened at 7.14, was 7-1 at one stage, is now 8.33. Look, this is well tried. This is a 4-year-old gelding from the Brett Crawford yard. It is start number 14. But I just thought that this was more horse for a place than a win at 1.08, and I am expecting Dawnderstorm to at least run into the first 4. So there's interest in that for me at 1.08. The 15 on the card, Quandary, I suppose you must respect that one. That one is from the Gavin Funsale yard, some rather decent form up country. Going with the 5 from the 15, the 13 and the 6, that will do it in the second 5, 15, 13 and 6. From the bipod, it's off to the start of the place accumulator, which has run over 1,600 metres at 13.55. The other betting reads as follows. www.hollywoodbets.net is where we go. Of course, scratched is number 15, who is Run Rudolph Run. That will take no part. Number 17, Hackers Crackers, the first reserve, will now be a runner. Mornay Vinar has been engaged to ride that one. Number 1, Aspect, is at 3.03. Mahandas is at 4.55. Rockpool is at 5-1. Quite frankly, the one for me, and I was quite strong on this, I thought this would run very well, is number 6, Mahandas. I do like that. From the Brett Crawford yard, who certainly have a terrific strike rate at the moment. Liam Courtois has the right. So I'm going with the six Mahanders in front of the 4, the 11 and the 1. 6, 4, 11, 1 will do it, PA time. Race 4, the Hollywood Bets Punters Challenge, as we spoke about earlier on. That gets run at 14:30. It will see the off of the first leg of the Pick 6 in the Western Cape, Meritrated 86 handicap. I'm sure we'll have a lot of interest in Hollywood Bets Kenilworth come Saturday. Now, the fourth race I thought was a tricky race. The betting would advise that there's not much between them, because number one, Miss Greenlight, is at 4-1. Number five, Ma Black, is at 4-1. I did like a horse here, and that is number 12, Gimme a First. Gimme a First is from the Dean Cunningham yard with Keegan DeMello. That one is quoted at a price of 6.25. It's gone on a little bit of a drift from 5.56 to 6.25. This one won on debut at Kenilworth. Last time out ran at Durbanville over the 1,400 metres, lost two lengths, not striding. So I think it's best advised that we put a line entirely through that. So I'm going with the 12 as the first choice. Gimme a First from the 1, Miss Greenlight, who must be respected. Then the 5 and the 4. So 12, 1, 5, 4. That's the shortlist race 4. Race 5, www.hollywoodbets.net, is a middle stakes run over 1,100 metres. The betting on the fifth race shows number 4, Love in Winter, who's won 2 from 2 at Durbanville from the Vaughan Marshall yard, topping the boards at 3.03. 9, Luna Can, is at 5-1. Best of the balance is Michael Faraday at 6.25-1. In two minds, yeah, because I like two horses. One of those is the 4, Love in Winter. I think this will go well once again. By the way, last time out, Seeking the One, who was 4th, went on to win the ready-to-run stakes, I think it was. But I do like a bit of the 10, Ragnar Lothbrok, who has the blinkers off. Liam Courtois for Pit Porter. I think Pit Porter does a wonderful job with the horses that he has in his stable. I think he deserves far more chances. But for me, that's probably the one I would just side with at the price of 7.14, just under 15 to 10 a place. I think the 10 will run thereabouts. So I'm going with the 10 to beat the 4, then the 3 and the 6. 10, 4, 3, 6, the selection in race 5. Some great racing, I must say, on the Saturday. They've put together another cracking card. Race 6 is run over 1,100 metres at 15:40 at Hollywood Bets Kenilworth. Whoa, whoa, whoa is at 3.33. Stiptilic, the stable companion, at 3.33. Now, when I went through this field, for me, I'm sticking with Santa Maria. And we're going to mention Aldo de Mayo coming up too. I like Santa Maria, quite frankly. I think the horse enjoyed Durbanville, conceding more weight here. That I'm fully aware of. But I just think that Santa Maria at 4.55 for me was the one, just under 9 to 10 a place. I'm actually quite strong on that. So I'm going 7 to win it from 1, 2, 5. 7, 1, 2, 5 will do it in the sixth race. Let's hope Santa Maria can get it right for us on the day. Seventh race is the Listed Woolhamington Stakes over 2,400 metres. We've got a small field here. And again, just looking at the betting, I see Belgarian is at 3.57. Look, Belgarian is the best weighted horse in the race. Young Love number 2 is at 3.75. Baratheon, I think Baratheon must have a chance. I know they fancied this one last time. They were heartbroken. The horse was injured at the stalls at Durbanville. But as I say, I just think that Belgarian maybe has the right jockey to suit in the form of Aldo de Mayo. Let's hope Aldo can do us a favour in these two races. So I'm going with the 1, Belgarian. By the way, the stable comment there was, we'll love this trip and certainly has upset potential. They say upset potential, but as I say, it's a joint favourite. So I'm going with the 1 from the 5, Salvatore Mundi, who's actually the stable companion. I'd back up the 1 of the 5 at 5.56, then the 4 Baratheon and the 2 Young Love. 1-5-4-2 in race 7. The 8th race is the Grade 3 Cape Mile over 1,600 metres. And the other betting reads as follows. Jet Dark opened at 0.72 with Hollywood Bets. Went to evens, is now at 5-10. I'm going to keep this brief. I think Jet Dark will take a power of beating. quite frankly, as I've said before, sometimes we get it right, sometimes we get it wrong. You would know that I don't like to get too stuck into these odds-on favourites, because if they do come unstuck, well, it doesn't look too good. But I think that Jet Dark, race 8, number 4, that's it. Race 9, the finale. The Hollywood Bets Bright Future, merit rated 74 handicap, off at 25 minutes past 5. Now, in this race, I'm going for a value bet on the card. That's what we're looking for, a price. I'm talking 12.5 a win, 2.37 a placing. The three-year-olds, Max the Otter, I think will go well. So too will Cheeky Laddie. They dominate, so no surprises there. Max the Otter is 2.5. I see Tizona's found some support, 3.33. Cheeky Laddie at 3.33. But I'm going to stick with the horse I've been for many times, and I think has raced against stronger, drops a couple of points. It's been 364 days since this horse has won a race. But I like the 4, Path of Choice. At that price, it can't hurt. 12.5. Second choice is the 2, Max the Otter, then the 7, Cheeky Laddie, and the 5 to Zona. 4.275. We are going for an each-way shot in double figures. Now, I was looking down at the bottom in the good old winning form. I see this. When is this going to happen to one of us? Is this the right one I actually wanted? Because there was one in the other winning form with the lotto numbers. But I'll get on to that on the Sunday. But anyway, here's one. Another spinner, Zonke, payouts, 516,100 to 300. This was on Thursday, the 20th of October. Unbelievable stuff, spinner Zonke. You've got Aviator. We've got it all happening with Hollywood Bets. Plenty of gaming for you. Let's hope it's a wonderful day. Yeah, in the Western Cape, I can tell you the show recorded on the Friday just before 5 o'clock, and it is an exceptionally hot evening. Enjoy sunshines. Hit them hard. We've got a doubleheader coming up, hopefully, on the Sunday. Bye-bye.